Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John's Gospel reading, Jesus sits beside the Sea of Galilee, and a great crowd gathers around him, and he tells a story about a farmer scattering seed. But this is no ordinary agricultural lesson. It's a lesson about the kingdom of God, the human heart, and above all, the astonishing grace of God. Notice that Jesus does not begin by describing the seed or the soil. He begins with the sower. The sower simply scatters the seed everywhere. Some falls on the path. Some falls on rocky ground. Some among thorns, and some on good soil. The sower almost seems careless. You would think that he would avoid the footpaths and the rocky places. Why waste valuable seed? Yet, that is precisely the point. God is not stingy with his grace. The gospel is proclaimed to sinners and saints alike. God's word is preached in churches, spoken in homes, shared with children, and offered to those who have wandered away and proclaimed even to those who seem least likely to believe. The Lord continues to sow his word generously and abundantly. If God's grace depended upon us and our worthiness, none of us would receive it. But Christ came precisely for those who are lost, broken, and sinful. His word goes out because his mercy knows no limits. But Jesus tells us that not every seed bears fruit. Some seed falls along the path and is quickly snatched away. How often God's word is heard, but never truly received. Hearts can become hardened by pride, bitterness, distraction, or unbelief. The word never takes root because it never penetrates the surface. Other seeds fall on rocky ground. There is immediate joy. There is excitement. But there are no deep roots. When hardship, suffering, or persecution come, faith withers just as quickly as it appears. And still other seed falls among the thorns. Here the plant grows, but so do the weeds. The cares of life, the pursuit of wealth, anxiety about tomorrow, and the endless distractions of this world slowly choke the life of faith. These three soils remind us that hearing God's word is not the same as living by God's word. We can sit in church every Sunday. We can know the stories of Scripture. We can even speak the language of faith. Yet if our hearts harden, shallow, or consumed by other priorities, the word struggles to bear fruit. You know, it's tempting to ask, which soil am I? There's value in honest self-examination. And Scripture often calls us to repentance. But here, I think we all recognize that at times our hearts resemble each of these poor soils. Sometimes we're stubborn. Sometimes our faith is shallow. And sometimes worry crowds out our trust in God. The uncomfortable truth is that every Christian has known each of these conditions. But if the sermon ends there, we have missed the gospel. The true focus of this parable is not ultimately the soil. It's the seed and the sower. The seed is the word of God. God's word is living and active. It creates what it promises. It forgives sins. It comforts the brokenhearted. It strengthens the weak. It gives life where there was only death. The same word that called light into existence now call sinners into his kingdom. Throughout scripture, we see God continually seeking his people. Again and again, he sends his prophets. And finally, he then sends his own son. Jesus himself is the divine sower. He scatters his word wherever people will hear it. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. He teaches crowds who misunderstand him. He calls disciples who often fail. He even extends mercy to those who eventually will cry out for his crucifixion. Then there is the cross, which itself is God's greatest act of sowing. Jesus is buried like a grain of seed planted in the earth, and on the third day he rises, bringing forth a harvest of eternal life for all of us who believe. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, the word continues to bear fruit today. Every time the gospel is preached, God is sowing. In every baptism, God is planting his promises. In every celebration of the Lord's Supper, Christ is nourishing the faith that he has created. And in every word of forgiveness spoken in his name, he strengthens what he has planted. This is why Lutherans place such confidence in the means of grace. Faith is not something we manufacture by our own effort. The Holy Spirit creates and sustains faith through the Word and through the sacraments. God is the one at work, making barren hearts fruitful. So then, we might ask, what does the good soil look like? Well, good soil is not perfect soil, but it is soil that receives. Good soil is the heart humbled by repentance. It is the sinner who hears God's promises and then clings to Christ. It is the believer who continues returning to God's word day after day, trusting not in one's own personal strength, but in God's faithfulness. But even then, the harvest differs. Jesus said some produce 30-fold, 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Not every Christian bears fruit in exactly the same way. Some quietly encourage others. Some teach. Some serve. Some pray faithfully. Some comfort the grieving. Some give generously. Some share the gospel openly. As we leave today, remember this. The sower is still sowing. Christ has not abandoned his field. His word continues to go out into the world and into our lives. When our hearts feel hard, he keeps speaking to us. When our faith is weak, he keeps nourishing us. When worries threaten to choke our hope, he keeps calling us back. And through his living word, the Holy Spirit continues his gracious work until the day of the final harvest, when all who belong to Christ will be gathered into his eternal kingdom. So hear his word, trust his promises, and receive his grace. For the seed that Christ plants never returns empty, but accomplishes exactly what he intends it to do.